University.
This is University Radio Nottingham.
Hello, guys.
Hey! Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Oh my God! It's a new year.
It's
gonna be a fantastic year.
You know, we're in a new year. Obviously, we've been on hiatus for a little bit. We've been busy with like exams, maybe, and stuff like that.
Exactly.
That boring stuff that you have to do once you come to
university.
Obviously, the reason why I'm paying 9K.
Exactly.
But you know, now we're back to the fun shit.
I know. So this is great.
I've missed you guys as well.
Exactly.
Shout out to all of you. If this is your first time locking in,
welcome to the den. You know that woman that eats pickles?
Is that
welcome?
So we are Borderline. We are a show about, I'd say, black culture.
Yeah, pretty much. We talk about everything:
fashion, music, entertainment, art, history, deeper issues, current topics, anything you can think of. We probably have discussed it on the show, or we will in the future.
And the whole point of us is to just sort of have like a light-hearted conversation full of bants, but sometimes we're quite serious, but it's all a good mixture.
So obviously, if you're new, my name is Melanie
and my name is Doyin.
Just to get those formalities out of the way and stuff like that. But yeah, we also play some nice songs, some tunage for you.
Yeah, and all our songs are from black artists.
Yes. Apart from this kind of next one, which technically it is, because Cardi B she's black, but she obviously chooses not to use certain words and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, because it will get us nicely into our
topic. Play the song.
So let's play this song. I will see you in a little while, guys.
Bye.
This is URN.
Drop top Porsche, Rolly on my wrist, diamonds up and down my chain. Cardi B straight stunning, can't tell me nothing, bossed up and I changed the game. Just give it. It's my big bronze boogie, got all them girls shook. My big fat ass, got all them boys cooked. Went from dollar bills and I be popping rubber bands. Bruno Sang, tell me while I do my money dance, like, hey. Flexing on the gram, like, hey. Hit the Lil Jon, okay. Oh yeah, we dripping the finesse and getting paid.
There's a reason why they watch all night long. Yeah, I know we'll turn heads forever. So tonight I'm gonna show you all. When I'm walking with you, I watch the whole room change.
And online. This is URN.
No, that song is just too much vibes.
Guys, like, when I hear that song...
You have to dance.
You have to dance.
If you don't dance, that means you're stiff.
His whole album, like, it's fantastic. Speaking of Bruno Mars...
He did so well at the Grammys this year.
Him and Cardi B performed at the 2018 Grammys.
It was sick.
It was awesome. I personally, like, I don't actually watch the ceremony. I just, like, watch the performances.
Yeah, same.
I'm someone, I don't really care.
I don't really care.
I'll search up who won, nominees and things like that. Yeah. Don't really need to watch the ceremony. I just watch
I would like to watch it, but I ain't got cable like that. So,
I ain't got cable.
So I gotta wait for Twitter to tell me what's going on.
Yeah, like, it's not one of the things that I look forward to. Like, oh my gosh, I need to watch it. But this year was really good. Like, jam-packed, filled with, like, black so many performers.
Yeah, SZA, Childish Gambino.
Yeah. Shout out to him as well, and The Child, which I'm not even...
Kendrick Lamar's performance.
Guys, the opener.
Visuals upon visuals. He is artistic. I loved it from the beginning to the end. I was like, oh my goodness.
How great is it that I'm even going to see him next week?
Nah.
Fantastic. I cannot wait. Like, guys, I think it's such a good thing that the Grammys is starting to incorporate more black artists, especially in performances. But
on the other hand, what they like to do is they'll use us for promo.
Yeah.
But do we even win awards?
To bring in viewers. Like, for example, SZA nominated for five awards. She didn't win any. But
Jay-Z was nominated for 8. Did he win anything for 444? And that album was amazing.
The thing is, like, they invite us to do these performances because they know we will draw in a crowd that we... Those artists will draw in the black crowd that they need.
Yeah.
They are criticized of not having because they're not inclusive enough. So that's what they do. But they don't win awards.
Yeah, no.
It's very tough for people to win awards.
And I'm not saying win awards because we're black. It's the people that have been nominated, they are artistically exceptional. Like, they're really, really good. They've had such a great year. They're the people that when their music dropped, when their album dropped, everybody was talking about it. Everyone was saying how good it was. So it's not mediocre work. It's amazing work.
It is. Like, I won't lie, a lot of the winners, like, obviously Kendrick Lamar took home 4 or 5 Grammys.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. When it comes to Kendrick, I think everyone knows over his skin color, his artistic value trumps everything.
It's true.
Like, there's no way you can't give him awards for some of the work
even from, like, not just his music, but his music videos. Like, you can tell he puts in so much work and does proper research for it.
Definitely. Even in his lyrics, he's... From someone who listened to him from so long ago, like, his mixtapes and things like the Kendrick Lamar EP, he's really grown in terms of... He spoke about where he came from, his journey to where he is.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's using his stance because he knows he has a platform to actually... talk about these issues and become a political type of rapper who is actually still cool, like, still makes great music that you can jam to and things like that.
But then there was one award that I was kind of a bit like, it was Best Urban Contemporary Album. So Starboy winner, The Weeknd, over SZA, Control, over American Teen, Khalid, over Awaken My Love, Childish Gambino, and over, is it Slack or Black or...
Black.
Slack,
you know.
Slack. Oh my God. I don't know, man.
But the thing is, I think a lot of people were just thinking, The Weeknd, mainstream, he's going to win it. Me personally, I honestly, I'm not the biggest fan of The Weeknd anymore. I used to love him. Trilogy days, Kiss Land even. I love the guy. I would have done anything for him, gone to all of his concerts, done all of that stuff. But I do not like the new Weeknd. All of this stuff. I'm sorry. So many people are like, Starboy's really good, though. It's not The Weeknd that I like to listen to. If there was a certain period in The Weeknd's life that made him make music like the Trilogy, I say all for it. Go back to it. Because I just think right now it's like, this is not the music that you should be making. You're so much more than this that you're producing. Like, you can do better albums, you can do better singles, you can do better videos, you can do better everything, but you're just being mediocre right now to me.
I was just upset that SZA didn't win because her album is really, really good. Yeah, very good.
So
there was another award Alyssa Cara won.
Let's take them through some of the winners first.
Yeah, yeah, go on.
And then like they can get a like, for example, Record of the Year was won by Bruno Mars, and
deserved
Bruno
it.
Mars also won Album of the Year. Bruno Mars also won Song of the Year.
Oh my goodness.
That's what I
he
like.
Got money.
He took home a lot of awards that day. We also have Best Song written for a Motion Picture was How Far I'll Go from the Moana film.
Okay.
Which was up against Stand Up for Something with Common, but it's fine. It's
you know
okay
what, you know, we're not at a bit
point
of Common
yet where you can just forget that it was about a racial issue and you can put that behind you and realize that it was a great song. But it's fine, whatever. Best R&B performance went to Bruno Mars again.
No, deserves it.
Who was
he up against?
He was up against Daniel Caesar, and Kalani don't really care much about. But Daniel Caesar.
Caesar.
Daniel Caesar, Fruitian, the best R&B album I'd say of that year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing him this weekend, which is lovely. but he definitely, like, I'm so surprised that he wasn't up for more. But I think it's because he's so low key and people have just started to realize about him. Because like, if you ask a lot of people,
they don't know
they
who
don't
he is.
Know who Daniel Caesar
Ooh,
is.
Okay.
They might know Get You.
Yeah.
And they'll know all the lyrics. But if you ask them who sang it, they'll be like, the guy with dreads, the white girl and the
Continue,
know it.
Continue.
Best rap album, Kendrick for Damn, which this was tough for me. Because the nominees for this all deserve to win. And
was Jay-Z
I don't
in
necessarily
it?
Think yet that Kendrick should have taken it home. Purely because it had Kendrick for Damn, Tyler the Creator for Flower Boy,
fuck,
Culture, Migos, Layla's Wisdom, Rhapsody, and 444. This was tough, guys, because if you actually think, if you listen to these albums, and these are some of the albums that I played most last year, I personally feel like Damn had the best songs, if you get what I mean. Like, the songs that bang the hardest out of Damn bang the hardest out of all of their albums.
But as
albums as a whole go, Tyler, the Creator, came with a new conceptual theme, everything. Like, he came on a fresh date. Everyone was like, wow, this is a more progressive Tyler that we've seen and things like that. Layla's Wisdom, absolutely disgustingly beautiful. If you haven't even listened to it, or you don't know who Rhapsody is, please go and check her out. I'd say she's the female Kendrick. She's the female Kendrick.
I've seen it. Charlamagne and Joe Budden, they've spoken about her.
Definitely.
I need to check her out.
And 444.
Oh my god,
it gave me angry.
That,
guys.
Fuck.
The thing is, I think what Jay-Z got so right was the fact that it's 9 songs.
It's just perfect.
It's perfect. 9/10 of song, whatever it is. It's a short amount of songs. Gets his point across. The songs are all cohesive. The visuals, the concept,
everything
was perfect.
It was an album that I could actually listen from beginning to the end.
Definitely.
Consistently.
Culture, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not really like
pushing that into best. I love the Migos, don't get me wrong.
You see, for Jay-Z not to win, this is typical, because he's been snubbed so many times from the Grammys, like too many times.
And he's been doing this a long time, guys.
Exactly.
We forget Jay-Z's almost 50.
Hey!
Yeah.
Old man.
I think he's like 47, 48, something like that.
Oh, my God.
He's old. Best R&B song, That's What I Like.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Urban Contemporary was Star Boy, whatever.
Yeah.
Cares about him. Best R&B album was 24K Magic.
Okay.
Feridian was there, so I would have maybe preferred that to win. I would have preferred that. But yeah, that was some of the winners and nominees that we care about. But overall, the Grammys, like, they did have a good show. They had a great show, but the diversity, like,
it's
I'm
slacking.
All for if your art is great, you can win multiple awards. But Kendrick's awards were so concentrated that I felt like it was kind of them just being lazy and just saying, yeah, let's give it to him.
Yeah. And another thing that we spoke about, there was, like, no international categories. Because I can't lie, Afrobeats has been doing their thing.
Even, like, Americans, they may not focus as much on Afrobeats, but a lot of Bashmen, like, a lot of you use Bashmen backgrounds, reggae, all of these type of things, artists from there, but you don't include them. Like, they have a reggae category, I think, and they have like an international, but international is so
broad,
wide.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just say international for everything. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to be choosing out of Africa, Asia, Europe, so many different continents, mm-hmm. and countries within those continents. Yeah. It just doesn't make sense to pick one.
I would have just liked if Davido won something, because, you know.
I would have just liked if they included a category in the yeah. first place. But I don't think America are that progressive to start realizing that a lot of the music that they're now jamming to and shit in the clubs is from, like, Africa and yeah. the Caribbean and things like that. But, yeah, you know, we can't win it all.
Mm.
But we can sure try to yeah. progress. So
overall,
I'll give,
it was a good award yeah. show.
I'll give them that. They did put on a good award show. Yeah. And I think they got the right performers as well.
Exactly. But just a tip, stop using us for promo.
Yeah. We know what you're doing.
We know. We're watching you.
We're watching. Some Black Mirror shit.
Isn't it? I love that show.
We know
oh
everything
my God.
That you do. I love that show. Really and truly. Anyway, guys, we will shortly be back. We've got some music for you next with Notes, My Lover.
I'm not saying anything. Just play the song, please.
You know, we'll see you after the break.
On campus and online, this is URN.
Yo, you're the baddest. No need to practice, cause you're so different. You always winning, no girl can match this. They can never match you, cause you fire like matchsticks. You keep up your image, angel to sinners, but you the baddest. I can never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, I'll never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, everything I do for you, my lover. My lover, I'll never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, yeah. My lover, my lover, my lover, my lover, my lover, my lover, my lover. You be so fly, you're my Princess Jasmine. Taking flights every time we mapping. I'm upset every time you leaving, but I love how your ass be clapping. When you're walking away, you take my stresses away. She's so smart up in the brain, so great in the face, and no one could ever replace. I'll never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, I'll never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, everything I do for you, my lover. My lover, I'll never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, 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 my lover. You a queen in the street, so no one else could be above you. When you be on the low, at least you know I got you. Baby girl, I can't lie, you got my heart locked up in your locker. And she ain't ever been about, that's why I'll never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, I'll never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, I'll never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, everything I do for you, my lover. My lover.
Is URN.
Qué bien te ves con ella posando en las redes. Sé que estás con ella, pero a mí prefieres. Y tú te escapas por la noche para verme, amaneciendo conmigo de lunes a viernes. Sé que estás con ella cuando tú me cuelgas, pero termina volviendo con esta negra. Sé que soy la única que deseas en tu cama, a pesar de que tú digas que la amas. Sabes que soy la única que prende tus llamas y no reclama. No dejes explicaciones, ni vendas ilusiones. Solo preocúpate por quitarme los pantalones. No dediques canciones, ni me traigas bombones. Preocúpate por hacérmelo duro. Ven, pégate que me matan los deseos. Papi, detenerte ya ni veo. Que llegue el momento, que la noche es mía. Y me digas al oído lo que ya no le decía. Tú y yo solas, olvidemos que pasan las horas. Aunque allí te espere tu señora. Llamando una vez más, estás rompiendo la rutina. Parece que no puedes olvidar como te lo hice el otro día. Dice que ya no te lo hace como lo hago yo. Tu cuerpo no miente, no digas que no. Tu mirada me persigue cuando contigo estoy. Tú y yo solas, olvidemos que pasan las horas. Aunque allí te espere tu señora.
We are back.
That was Amara Negra.
Negra. So guys, the reason why we just played that was because it's come to our attention that over the past couple of months,
yeah, tell them,
people have been struggling to come to grips with the fact that there is colorism in music, especially in terms
of the black community.
Yes, and hip-hop, yeah, and R&B.
The artist that we just played is a reality TV star from the show Love and Hip Hop Miami that's just, yeah, started. And she has been experiencing a lot of colorism on the show, and she sort of talks about her experiences with it in the music industry. And even on the show, we see how she is spoken to, treated, perceived just because of the color of her skin.
Yeah, for starters, I think to say,
mm-hmm,
if you don't believe that colorism exists, you're stupid.
Get out.
You're stupid. It's proven theory. You are stupid. I refuse to believe that you actually think that lighter skinned people are not treated with preference.
Yeah.
In society.
If you don't believe that, you know, people of lighter skin are socially more accepted than people of darker skin, I don't know about you, because...
Honey. Hunty.
Really? Really?
So, in the show, obviously, Amara has an Afro, and she's Afro-Latina. Now, because we're from the UK, we don't often see Afro-Latinas, but I think the point still stands, and we could still understand.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to a Latin producer called Young Hollywood that he's good because she's trying to make the crossover between Latin music and like the American like music scene, things like that, as a lot of artists do. When she goes in for like a meeting with him, like an informal kind of meeting, he's like to her, "Oh, are you Afro-Latina because you wear an Afro?" Very stupid comment.
Yep.
He starts bashing her hair, like, why can't it just be done in a certain way? Like, maybe you can wear a wig, things like that. That's the problem that we have.
And then he even says maybe a bit more Beyonce and not
Macy Gray.
Macy Gray.
How dare you compare somebody to Macy Gray? Nothing's wrong with Macy Gray, but the fact is we all know
what he's trying to say.
What you're trying to say, because the movie roles that she plays the ratchet, the rundown type of woman. Don't compare someone to that because what, they have an Afro and they're darker skin.
What was so annoying to watch was the microaggressions throughout that whole conversation and him thinking that he hasn't said anything wrong. And
then he was laughing at her.
Yeah, even. He was laughing at her. And then she asked him, are you trying to say that I can't be elegant with an Afro? And then he's hesitant and he goes, yeah. And he thought that was an okay thing to say.
It's a problem because in music, colorism in general is a massive problem that we face today, but colorism in music is actually preventing people from doing as well as they should be doing.
Exactly.
And at that point you have to start to think to yourself, someone's talent is suffering because of the perception that other people have of them before they even show their talent, before they even know them. And that's ridiculous. And also, she, after the episode aired, a lot of people had a lot of aggression towards this producer, Young Hollywood. A lot of people wanted to speak to Amara about her experiences. Mm-hmm. She then went on The Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club either goes one of two ways. Either we have a really good interview and we get to the grips with some things that artists are going through or what they're doing, and I applaud Charlamagne. There's other times when I hate Charlamagne's guts and really wish that he never took the interview in the first place.
And this was the moment.
This was one of them times. On the interview, Amara went on. Obviously, she's bearing her soul to people all around the world at this point because she's telling people about her struggles.
Yeah, she's even,
and it's a very brave thing to do.
Yeah, she's even speaking for those who are in the Afro-Latina community who like normally don't get their opinions heard.
Exactly. Like, she's not just doing this for herself.
Yeah.
So, obviously, she's telling Charlamagne that this has happened and this has happened. Charlamagne's denying that there's colorism in the music industry. He says, in America, we're all very, like, integrated, cohesive. We don't believe in that shit no more. He's an idiot. But he knows very well that they still believe in that shit because he's had Kodak Black on that damn Breakfast Club and heard his opinion. So you know damn well that exists. So at one point in the interview, Charlamagne goes as far to say that he thinks it's all in Amara's head. At that point, a lot of people had microaggressions towards Charlamagne because they were like, he's doing this on purpose now. He knows very well that it's still alive and kicking in this type of industry.
Mm-hmm.
And he's making her feel like shit. He's belittling her struggle, which no one should ever do. If you have a struggle, don't let anybody belittle it. You go through that and that's up to you how you go through it and how you've decided to deal with it. I think it was a lot of things in the interview that was problematic, but then she brought up the Cardi, like this whole Cardi B thing.
Oh, and then Cardi B's sister replied to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
So basically in the interview, she was like, cool, Cardi B came from the same kind of place I'm coming from, which is the love and hip hop kind of scene. And look where she is now.
Yeah.
Amara added, like, if she was my colour, would she have been gone as far?
And then Cardi B's sister saw the interview and then replied to it and was like saying stuff, oh, how can you say that, but Cardi B works so hard. She's not taking away that Cardi B's talented, she's just saying that because of Cardi B's skin color, she had it easier. She, for her to be successful, she had it like an easier way for her. So yeah,
I think it was like Hennessy took the superficial value of what she said.
Mm-hmm.
She just said, okay, cool, she's saying that Cardi didn't work hard. That wasn't what Amara was trying to say. Amara was trying to say, look, she's lighter skinned, it was easier for her, she fit into more people's picture of the package as a female rapper.
She was accepted way more than Amara is.
Definitely. Like, and I think we all kind of know that it happens because there's a lot of cases where females that get into any creative industry, in fact, do, like, some of them bleach their skin.
Yeah.
And it happens an awful lot more than we like to accept and think. And it's because they want to fit in. They want to succeed so badly that they will bring themselves to hate their skin colour and bleach because they think that's the only way forward. I think it's a bit, it's just a bit mad.
It is.
But even closer to hope, I'm going to let Doyen explain this to you because this one really hurt her chest.
So we've got an artist in the UK called Stephan Dunn. And, you know, Twitter culture is we go through your old tweets to see what you've been saying back in the day. So people found some tweets that she made in 2013, 2015. And one of the tweets was, all you dark skin hating on light skin bitches, don't act like if God gave you a chance, you wouldn't change your colour. Lol. And there was other tweets that she said. So now the whole Twitter community was getting onto her and was saying, oh, why would she say stuff like that? She's being disrespectful to black women. Then there was another side of Twitter was saying that dark-skinned women are hating on her, that they're just being angry for no reason. And the reason why I got so angry, it was like, we're not hating on her. Her way of thinking is damaging to her blackness and to other people. So what I want to say is, my question is, why hasn't any other rappers or anyone who's worked with her has said anything about the situation?
I think they're all scared. The minute that they say something, that's the connection with Steph gone. And people know she's hot right now.
Yeah.
So it's like they don't want to put in jeopardy any deal or anything that they have.
Yeah.
So they're like, let me just keep from the side. Let me not say anything. Because they know either way they go, someone is going to be hating on their opinion or say that this is out of line. You shouldn't be saying these things. Steph London, I hate her. I won't even skink.
Let's give you a little something. Me, Mel, and some of our other friends, we didn't like her before all of this.
Yeah.
Because she made a tweet about people who do 9 to 5 and then being like,
which is stupid because her mum probably still works a 9 to 5.
So from there, we didn't like her. So when her music would come up in the club, we would just sort of like look at each other.
We all literally stand still.
We stand still. So
when
now,
I hear breakfast in, I stand still.
When I hear it, we all just look at each other like, so yeah, how's the night?
Honestly, so toilet, drink, anyone?
Thirsty?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk to that guy over there that you've been looking at?
Yeah, let's go. Literally, like, we don't like. But now we have a reason to cancel her for real. Without you lot
cancel
saying
with a capital C.
Honestly, she's cancelled now, for real. Before we were just, you know, we cancelled her in our heads, but now we have legitimate.
And it was
reasons.
The fact that people were like, you know how when these things normally happen, people go, oh, but they used to think that so many years ago. This was like, what, 2013, 2015 is not that long ago. She was 21. She has sense. She was a grown woman. So this isn't no mistake of her being like ignorant or naive or like immature. She knows what she's saying.
It's weird because it's like, it was so long ago. Guys, we just got into 2018. So let's cancel that for a second.
Exactly.
2017, that's 2 years or maybe four. You're telling me two to four years ago, we were all very aware that it was stupid of us to call anyone black and things like that.
Yeah.
To hate on dark-skinned people, to treat them differently, and that we should all treat everyone equal. We were all made aware that that was what we were doing from now on. So if you're 21... you're very much aware,
you know,
that you should. You know how you should be hit.
Exactly.
Stop it.
Stop it now.
Stop it.
Stop it.
And then she tried to say, I didn't write those tweets. Baby, no one believes you got hacked. Shut your trap.
Did she actually say that?
Yes.
Oh, baby.
Shut your trap.
Baby, don't do that.
Don't do that. Because we know you did. So stop it. Like, now you're, first of all, you're hating on dark-skinned people. Now you think we're stupid too.
Exactly.
That's a problem.
And the way everyone on Twitter was like getting at like dark skinned women saying, oh, you guys are angry, you guys are bitter, blah, blah, blah. We have every right to be upset because we're always being put at the bottom. And it seems as if anything happens to us, we have to be silent and we have to take it. Whereas if it was to happen to another group of people, they have every right to be, you know, uproar and be angry. But we can't.
Which is crazy, to be honest. Like, I saw a tweet with someone like, I don't want to see anyone whose looks are under like an 8 and who doesn't have a good body commenting on the situation about Steph London. In my head, I'm thinking, you missed the point. When the train stopped at the station, you couldn't get through the barriers.
No. Nope.
Clearly, you struggled. You have struggled.
I'm just having enough.
Really, the plane took off, you were still in customs. I'm so sorry, but you've completely missed it.
You've actually missed it.
And the thing is, a lot of people liked him. dude, I think you've missed the point.
He has.
And everyone was like, just delete the tweet. Just delete. You know how you've messed up when someone honestly says on Twitter, just delete the tweet.
Really, they're just trying to help you out.
Honestly. Oh, just, they're not just even trying to come back with any clapbacks. Just delete the tweet.
Get rid of it, would you?
All right. We just don't want to see it. It's ridiculous. We're talking about colorism here and you're here talking about looks. Like, this is the whole problem that we have.
Exactly.
This is the whole problem. You're adding fuel to the fire. And when you get burnt, don't come for anybody
saying. And this is bad because we can't sort of create a space where we can have dialogue about issues like this when we've got people who think like that.
We literally
and it
can't.
Just puts us backwards.
But it's not only her in the UK that is getting on our nerves. You know, I don't even like this guy too much. We're talking about notes here. I don't even like
I used to adore him.
I don't really like
until
him.
Until he said something and I was like, bro. So basically, everyone is getting on to Mabel, saying that she's a vulture culture and stuff like that. And she's trying to be black. I understand why he's like stood up for her and said that. But then he said a statement. He was like, this is reverse racism.
No, okay, cool. Notes, you make good music. Stick to that. Please. Keep your head out of the political side.
Please, please.
Any deep issues. Just stick to making songs
please.
About stupid stuff. Like, just stick to making music. Your music is good. We like it. It's fine.
Let me just give you a little
as
hint.
As a person, I don't know.
Reverse racism doesn't exist.
It does not. Ladies and gentlemen, if you did not know, if you have a problem with this opinion, please go elsewhere.
No, if you have a problem, at me. At
no,
me.
Don't even at me because I'm saving my breath to 2018.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, I forgot. Shout out. Save your breath, sis, 2018.
Shout out to
Life from Layfield. Saving my breath. If you're ignorant, I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it. If you have a problem with it, I don't want to hear it.
I don't
I'm
hear
saving
it.
My breath. I don't want to hear it.
You at me? Blocked.
Blocked. Muted. I don't care.
Okay.
It does not exist. Please stop trying to make it exist. It's like when you force that tiny ponytail when you have no hair. Stop it. We're not doing this. We're really not doing this. No one wants to hear from you.
I don't want
to
hear it. I've had enough of educating people
honestly,
this year.
Everybody, go and read your own book.
Honestly,
I'm not your teacher. I'm not getting
go and read
paid.
Your, go and read
I'm
your books.
I'm not getting paid to educate you.
Do your research.
I'm done.
No more from me.
I'm done.
I'm finished.
All I will do is say my opinion. If you have anything about it, please. Go and read the book.
Go and read
Please
it.
Please go and read an
if
article.
If you've got any questions about the book you've read, you can definitely come to me. We can talk about it. But if you haven't done your research, I don't want to hear it.
Honestly, don't want to hear it.
Now, what have you got?
Mabel. I don't know. I think Mabel's quarter black, is she?
Yeah, her mum is mixed race and her father is white. Yeah.
She's very rhythmless. Just
okay.
No, she's stiff. Like, I think that's because I saw it, and a lot of people were like, no, like, she's stiff, she's rhythmless. Like, I don't think this girl is black. Obviously, I've seen her before,
yeah.
So, I think in my head, I feel like she's got black in her,
yeah.
Like, but everyone was really like, people can really convince you from stupid stuff like that. They're like, no, she doesn't look like she struggles, like, with her hair and stuff. I'm thinking. But I don't really know. I don't know if Notes and Mabel are going out and that's why like he's doing it, but I'm not really involved anyway. Just to tell you, if you don't believe colorism is real at this point,
read your book. That's it.
Read your book, go and search up the theory, and then come back to me when your opinion is actually with substance and evidence. And guys, the next song.
Watch out, world. I'm grown now.
Yeah, from Grownish, Chloe and Hayley. We'll see you in a bit.
See ya.
This is URN.
Beautiful people of the world, Hallie's fake sleeping. Can you tell? We have a new song out.
Watch out, world. I'm grown now. It's about to go down. My heart beating so loud. Mama, look, I'm grown now. I'm grown.
I can't sleep, I'm wide awake. I've been up since yesterday. Scared cause I know it ain't a
This is
University
Radio Nottingham.
Nottingham.
Nottingham indeed.
Not ink.
Oh, go away. Go away.
If you know why, then you know why I said that.
Yeah. So we are back with Light Topic, guys.
Yeah.
So we played that, obviously, because we are going to talk a little bit about Grown-ish.
I love that show.
I love it.
It's actually my life.
So, guys, if you don't know what that is, it's a spin-off of the American show from ABC of Black-ish.
Yes.
Now, if you don't watch Black-ish, don't know.
No, nah, come on, man.
I don't know at this point. You must have seen it somewhere. But, so, yeah, the eldest daughter is going off to college, and the spin-off with Yara Shahidi is called Grown-ish, and it's been out for how long now? I think this is its sixth episode.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's been out for quite some time. So that's 6 weeks then.
Yeah.
Like 6-5 weeks, because I think they did a double. The show is really good. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you why. Because it's surrounded around, like, university experience, but obviously it's set in America.
Yeah.
But it's so weird, because you'll be watching the show and realising that there's a lot of things that correspond to what you're going through right now.
Do you know what I love it? It's because, like, it follows the life of a black college student. And like, I feel like we don't normally get the opportunity to see, like, college life from, like, their perspective.
Fraternity houses of white girls or white
So for jocks. Me, being, like, a black female, it's so nice to watch, because I'm like, oh my God, I totally relate. Oh, I get that.
Yeah. Like, even just that, like, because she's in, like, college, but what we know is uni.
Yeah.
It's, like, seeing this kind of struggles that she goes through and thinking, why am I going through this right now? where are we going from here?
Or even, like, mandem problems.
Yeah, like, it's just really cool. Like, it's a good show to watch just to be, like, yeah. Like,
and it's,
it does happen to everybody.
And they do, like, sort of hint at small issues. Yeah. So we've got another character who's bisexual, and they focus on her story. Then we've got the character of Aaron, played by Trevor Jackson, follows his story of him. Basically, he's, like, you know, woke, politically aware, and
he's like a revolutionary.
Yeah, and he's trying to figure out, what is he going to do after college?
Like, what do you do?
Yeah, how is he going to impact the world?
Yeah.
And we've got Chloe and Haley, twins from the ghetto, who have come to university.
Yeah, and they're kind of like, don't want to come across as the ghetto track athletes.
And they don't want to let everyone down back home. Then we've got, I can never remember his name, the one that Drake Wannabe.
She says Drake Wannabe. He's like, he's actually Asian.
Yeah, but on the show, he wants to be Drake.
But I think it's like Vidge something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But, like, he doesn't want to end up like his dad, who is a taxi driver and things like that.
Yeah.
So everyone kind of has their own story, so you can always kind of relate somewhere.
Do you know who we forgot?
Into a character.
Luca.
Oh, Luca's about... Because I feel like Luca's just playing himself.
He's just there.
Luca's about is on the show. And if you know who Luca's about is before, like, the show, when you watch the show, you'll actually just be like, this is just him.
It is.
He's actually just being recorded while he's being him. This is so very weird. Like,
oh, we got Cash Mooney.
Yeah, he's a basketball player, things like that.
Yeah.
Obviously, everyone's like, oh my gosh. Zoe ends up, who is Yara Shahidi, the main character.
Yeah.
Ends up actually in a relationship with...
Don't blame her.
Him.
Don't blame her.
I won't spoil it for you now, so just in case you do want to watch it. But it's very interesting to watch how it plays out. So also, we've got some music recommendations for you too.
Oh my gosh. You guys need to listen to Burner Boy's album, okay? It is too, too cold. Burner Boy's album is called Outside.
I have not listened to it as of yet because I'm still in the balance with Burner Boy.
But... it's like, do you know what it is? He's probably come into his sound. So when you're listening to his album, you can tell it's Burner Boy. Like, you know with J-Hus, like, when you listen to J-Hus's album, you're like, this is J-Hus's sound.
I think you could always tell Burner Boy from Burner Boy, but I think... for me personally, I just don't want to listen to him and be thinking, is this Afrobeat or is this, like, dancehall?
You don't think that, though.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm being 110%. I'm being serious.
Okay.
You don't think it. Like, you're just listening to it. And then maybe afterwards you might be like, what was that? But you don't really care.
Yeah. See, that thing, that's like, I kind of don't. Because if you're coming as an Afrobeat artist, come as an Afrobeat artist. Like, you can have hints of that. But there's a song with Lily Allen, guys, where he literally just sounds like a dancehall artist.
And it's just like, I didn't
even know it was Burna Boy at this, that point.
But he's always had those little, like...
yeah.
You can tell in his old songs.
Yeah.
But it is a good album. I did enjoy it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So I shall take a listen to that.
So next we've got Kevin Hart.
Guys, okay. Let me tell you why I put this in. Because I went to see Chris Rock in the Motorpoint Arena like a week ago, maybe. I don't know. A couple, something like that. The funniest thing I think I've ever watched in my life. Like, I go to concerts a lot. So I'm used to just hearing music, obviously, all of that stuff. So I thought, like, me and my best friend were like, okay, cool, for a change, let's go and do, like, a comedy show. I went, I have never laughed so hard. Like, he had this opening act, this white man. I think his name's Jeff or something like that.
My name's Jeff.
Obviously, I knew you were going to do that. But no, like, he brought people out from the crowd, like, 10 people, and just roasted them all.
Oh, my God.
Like, honestly, I was there crying. It was so funny. Chris Rock himself is the most hilarious guy. Like, he just plays around with himself. Like, obviously, he went through divorce.
Yeah.
He plays on that in the whole show. He has a bunch of skits, and he's, like, a very physical comedian.
Oh, that's
so it's great. Like, I think a lot of people need to start going to more comedy shows. Obviously, they are not the cheapest, but they are worth it. I think they are worth it. And Kevin Hart, who we all at one point have loved.
Yeah, yeah. Is, after he did his bullshit.
Honestly.
But
he
yeah,
is
we
coming
still
to
love
the
him.
UK on a tour in around this August, September time.
Are tickets coming?
Tickets are coming. I think they get released on. Well, hold on. When's the 3rd? 2 days' time.
Yeah.
So on Saturday.
Okay.
Well, this is airing on Saturday, but this is a prereq. So it will be today that they get released. I think it is worth it. If you really do like laughs and just want somewhere cool to go that you don't like, you can sit, things like that. No one has to stand. I would 110% recommend going because I myself, I'm going to get tickets because I just know I've always wanted to see Kevin Hart. I love his shows on Netflix. His Netflix specials make me die. Even Dave Chappelle's coming to the UK.
Shut up.
Dave Chappelle's in London next week, yeah.
Shut up.
I was gutted.
Oh, wait, the tickets are they're gone.
Yeah, because he did it. Literally was a random show. He was just like, I'm doing 3 shows. Liverpool, I think somewhere in Liverpool Street, around Liverpool Street. And he was just like, cool. He's throwing them out there. All gone.
I would have loved to see him.
I love Dave Chappelle, but yeah, unfortunately. It's tough.
Next one. Do you know what? Team Nunu all the way.
What was you doing at 21, lads?
Popping babies.
Popping babies.
I'm Team Nunu. I don't care.
No.
I'm actually Team Nunu.
Back chat. Guys, I know there'll be some people that are, what back chat? Basically, it's a talk show on YouTube. They talk about issues. They always have a question that they go through like for an hour or something like that. Like, there's this girl called Esther on back chat. Obviously, Esther
bully.
Was doing a lot. She's a bully. She's a bully, ladies and gentlemen.
Big fat
she's a
bully.
So, she's bullying this girl, Nunu. Nunu's like, got to the point, I've had enough. She's like,
I'm tired.
Basically, Nunu's saying, like, oh, I want someone like my dad who cooks and would like to cook and stuff and clean. And you know those shady little girls that are like,
full of smug.
Honestly, she's smug. Esther's like, that's why you're still single. Nunu was like, so, well, what were you doing at 21? Popping babies. At this point, everybody's
in
like,
the chest.
Oh, it's tight. But obviously, because you know that embarrassment from a 20, because Esther's probably like 25, 20, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Something like that, anyway. And you're getting insulted by a 21-year-old and everyone's laughing at you. We know that you're embarrassed and that's why you're really pissed.
Do you know what it was? If you're going to bring heat to the kitchen, take it. Because when
for
someone
real.
Else dashes it back at you, don't now do tears.
Honestly.
Don't do it.
She's saying, you got a loose mouth.
Sort it out.
Thinking, baby.
Do you know what I love? The favorite. I actually need 5 minutes because I'm fucking vexed. Don't you ever.
Oh. She, like, honestly, guys, you need to watch it. You actually laugh. It's the funniest
And do you know what it is?
The victim.
Nunu took the piss, but I loved it. She now went to go and make t-shirts.
She made 7 bags from that, you know?
Shout out to her.
That's £7,000, by the way. Like, if you can make money off of that, Go ahead.
She's
go
now for. Made one for babies.
Yeah. She made like another couple of grand off that as well.
Oh, did you see? She's oh my god, I love her. She now made a YouTube channel. She's gone around the streets.
I think that's a bit of a stretch. I think she's overdoing it at this point. Like, she doesn't need to do that. She should have just left it with the money that she made. Like, she doesn't need.
I can't. I'm enjoying it because for two seasons straight, Esther has been going at her like the whole time. And true. Now that she's given her, you know, some taste of her own medicine, she can't take it.
She really can't. But like, it's Backchat is unserious itself. So
yeah, it is. But I love it though.
Yeah, I don't really watch it. I look at the TL just to give me like the highlights of the show.
Like sometimes I like watching people say stupid stuff.
I never watch. I haven't watched it since I think seasoned like when Max said something so stupid.
Max, that one.
Very stupid.
Cancelled.
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 Also, some more music recommendations for you. From me personally, Reggie Snow. Now, Reggie Snow is an Irish artist, hip hop artist, and he's coming out with his album, Dear Annie. Now, part one of Dear Annie has dropped. It's like, I think he's doing it in parts, so he'll release a select amount of songs up until the date when he actually releases it, which is later on in February. But I think everyone should listen to it because it's a refreshing change from what we're used to in like kind of hip hop and things like that in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
He's very much like, how would I explain? He's like Tyler the Creator mixed with like Aminé, and I'd say a little bit of like, if you know who Schoolboy Q is, then yeah. It's like that type of mix. I really love him. I think everyone should check him out. I'm going to play you one of his songs from Dear Annie, the part one that has dropped. And it features Aminé, which
I love.
Fantastic because I love
him. I want to marry him.
He's fantastic. We love him. Mm-hmm. But yeah, guys, I will play you that song. But we are signing out now.
Yep.
So that's our first episode of 2018, lads.
Give us a round of applause. Yeah, thank you. That was great. It was good to be back.
It is good to be back.
And hit us up, guys, of what you liked about the show. And if you've got any, you know, topics that you want us to talk about or stories,
yeah,
you can hit us on the socials, on our Twitter.
Definitely. Get in contact.
Yeah.
URN1350.
Exactly. That's Twitter and Facebook.
Yes.
So,
yes,
like, bye guys.
Let us know anything you, as Doreen said, want to discuss and yeah. stuff. Anything that you think.
Should
that,
we tell them our socials?
Yeah. They're sort of Melanie the First on Twitter.
Mine is at Doreen. So that's ERMDOYIN.
The name is very.
Can you leave me alone?
Take off. It sounds like it should be.
Shut up. Come on,
Get out right
by
now.
The way, I'm not Ghanaian, I'm Nigerian, just let you know.
Bye guys.
Bye.
See you next time.
This is URN.
Love. Just like out of sorrow, like there's no tomorrow, cause tonight might be your last. So stay up till sunrise. Wipe the tears from your eyes. Leave it in the past. The past, the past, the past, the past, the past. Leave it in the past. The past, the past, the past, the past, the past. Leave it in the past.
Breakdance and boogie, my love. This is 1971. I crave that brain and that flesh. Cups of tea and gums that bleed red. Say you wrap the plastic in white. Say you single all of my life. Blackest skin disfigure my crimes. Credit cards and losing my mind. Piece by piece they stitch me. Ain't no love, I'm still banging out with me. I can't cry for those who ain't with me. I can't pray some Lord, please forgive me. Pink like pussy, extra pushy. Hands up off me, she's so lovely. Fame and fortune, all those habits. Pink and white, them panties matching.
I want to stay forever. I want to stay
forever.
I want to stay forever. I want to stay forever. The past, the past, the past, the past. Leave it in the past.
old thing back. True. But baby, I always wanna bring up shit from the past. Yeah. Whoa, our options are limitless. Putting in effort for the effort is too effortless. Whoa, fuck check, see the necklace. Gold hit the lips every time that I'm hitting it. Huh, I told her, baby, I'm sorry. But if you think we got problems, then baby, watch Mari. Yeah, that's why you gotta smell the roses. We parted ways like she cheated with Moses. That's fucked up, but a lot of things are. In Hollywood, but I never see stars. Do anything for you, that's love. Go anywhere for you, that's love. Might even kill for you, that's love. And if you're still tripping, that's drugs.
Just a coat of sorrow, like there's no tomorrow. Cause tonight might be your last. So stay up till sunrise. Wipe the tears from your eyes. Leave it in the past. The past, the past, the past, the past. Leave it in the past. The past, the past, the past, the past. Leave it in the past.
Extra white, she's so extra white. My appetite, I lost appetite. It's paradise, we in paradise. So extra bright, it's so extra bright. So I break the beat and I scratch it. She be like handsome, she be like dancing. Straight to my mattress, I was on smashing. I was on average, she was cadaverous. No free smoke when your bae is gone. Why I love when it's free and it does no harm. New phone, who's this? And my life's on charge. Two shows, pay rent, get a girl, get a job. Belly of the beast when I walk in the streets. All I see is fake love, insecurity. 2 months, 7 days, all when you first came. Walked in, off white, all pink, okay.
The past, the past, the past, the past, the past. Leave it in the past. The past, the past, the past, the past. Leave it in the past.
This is URN.
Ring, make it, ring, girl, make it.